Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Everyone, welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 139. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you haven't already, please make sure to subscribe to the show on whichever platform you're listening to this on. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the notification bell. And if you're on the audio side, definitely leave us a five-star rating and review. I'll shout out all five-star ratings and reviews. It helps us go up in the rankings. It helps us reach more people. So I look forward to hearing from you. And the best thing is it takes less than 60 seconds. So looking forward to hearing from you all during the week. All right. So this episode is going to be about the 10 cheapest states to buy a house in 2022. I made a post about this on Instagram. It went crazy. We got a lot of comments. So I figured I would extend the conversation a little bit, explain the information in a little bit more detail, and then also go through the top 10 states. So the way this is going to work is I'm going to list out the top 10 states in no particular order and the median home price in that state. Now, people tend to confuse the median with the average. The median is literally just the middle number in a full data set. So if you have 11 numbers, the middle number is the median. And it also means that half of the numbers in the set are higher than the middle number and half are lower. All right. So just make sure to keep that in mind. And also, I'm not telling anybody to move. If you want to move, it's up to you. I'm coming from an investor's standpoint. I live in California. I invest in Ohio because it's way too expensive to invest here. So I'm looking at this from the perspective of an investor. Now, that's not to say some people don't decide to move and then also invest where they move at. That's possible too, but I'm not telling y'all what to do. I'm just listing out this information. I'm going to give a bit of my opinion and some exciting news at the end. So make sure you stay till the end. Let's jump right in. So the first state is Iowa, and the median home price in Iowa is $147,800. Next is Indiana. The median home price in Indiana is $141,700. And then Ohio, where I invest, median home price is $145,700. Then Nebraska, the median home price in Nebraska is $155,800. Next, we have Kansas. The median home price in Kansas is $151,900. And then we have Mississippi. Mississippi, the median home price is $119,000. And then West Virginia is up next. The median home price is $119,600. Then next is Oklahoma. Median home price is $136,800. Then Michigan, median home price is $154,900. And then we have Arkansas, $127,800. And again, remember, these are the median home prices. So that means half are higher, half are lower. And I think from an investor standpoint, this is great because this is not the average, right? That means half of the homes in that particular state are cheaper. So, you know, this is just the middle, which means you can go higher, you can go lower, which I think is an awesome thing. It just shows how cheap some other states are. And now you might also say, there might be some people who say, well, nobody wants to live in these particular states. It's not your concern whether you or people you know want to live in a certain state or city. It's your concern if tenants want to live there. It's your concern if there are enough renters in that city with jobs who can pay the rent. That's all you should be concerned about. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter if you would live there. It doesn't matter if your mom, your dad would live there. That's not what's important. What's important is if there's rental demand in that city, and if there are tenants who will pay the rent. That's the most important thing. And we just went through 10 of the cheapest states to invest in, which I think is a great starting point, especially if where you live is too expensive. If where you live is too expensive, you need to either invest out of state or you need to move somewhere else. You know, I believe it's better than complaining about how expensive it is where you live and how you can't invest where you live. You can either move or you can invest out of state. Some of you are not able to build wealth because you don't want to get uncomfortable. It's going to take getting uncomfortable to build wealth. And that might mean investing out of state, or that might mean staying in a city that you enjoy living in or you want to stay in and taking your money and investing elsewhere in a different state. Those are basically the two options. And so I think it's very important to think about that. And obviously when it comes to moving, you got to consider a lot of factors. You got to consider the job market. You know, if you have children, you got to consider a lot of other things. But the point is, like, that might be what it takes for you to take the next step in building wealth. You might have to move to a cheaper state or invest out of state. You know, I would have loved to invest in California, but it was just too expensive. And it is, it still is. The only way I would invest here is if I was house hacking, if I was living in a multi-unit in one unit and renting out the others. Outside of that, you know, if a home's going for $1 million, I can't finance that. And the average person can't finance that as strictly an investment. And now if you don't want to invest out of state and your family situation is such that you can live in a multi-unit, that might be an easier way to invest in a city that is a bit expensive. So that's my take on it. And I'll link this article as well in the show notes so you're able to see the full breakdown. There's a whole lot of other data and information. And just a couple of quick tips. If you are looking to invest out of state and stay where you are, you want to look at the jobs. You know, you want to make sure the city is not based on one industry or one company is not the main driver of the economy and of the jobs. You want to see if they are investing in the infrastructure, building up the roads, the bridges, and things of that nature. You want to see what they're putting into downtown. You want to see what companies are coming there. You just want to be in a city where there's activity and people want to live there. You want to look at population statistics. You want to look at what the rents are and calculate your numbers and your cash flow if you're looking to buy and hold to make sure that's going to be worthwhile for you. So those are a couple of things you should think about when it comes to investing out of state. And of course, like if you're trying to move, that's a whole other podcast. And you know, you can check out my out-of-state investing course, which I'll also link in the show notes if you want to learn more about investing out of state and just more things to think of. And you know, we're in a time right now, interest rates are going crazy. And I personally think there is a whole lot of opportunity. And the reason I'm saying that is because mortgage applications are down. People are not able to close on their properties because of the interest rates increasing. And for me, that says that there's more opportunity for investors. The interest rate does not matter. And the reason I'm saying that is because as an investor, you need to understand your numbers and you need to understand your goals. If you are able to meet your cash flow numbers, regardless of the interest rate, then it's probably a good time to invest. If interest rates go down over time, you can always refinance. So the interest rates should not scare you. It's your real estate is objective. It's always going to be a numbers game. So as long as the property meets your numbers for if you want to buy and hold, then you should feel comfortable exploring it further and proceeding. And I think there's a whole lot of opportunities in this particular market. And so I recently came out with a guide called How to Build Real Estate Wealth in a Recession. And the reason I created it is because I want you to be able to take advantage of what's going to come in the next several months and year. There's going to be a lot of opportunity. I'm looking in the market I invest in right now. There's so many deals out there. And I'm really, really excited to get moving. So in this particular guide, which is only $20, by the way, you're going to learn how to determine the type of investor you want to be. You're going to learn how to determine the type of property you want to buy. You're going to learn how to figure out if you want to invest locally, if you want to invest long distance. I'm going to walk through three specific creative financing strategies and examples of how they can be executed. I had to use a couple of creative strategies when I got my first property. So I think some of these strategies will be very beneficial for you. And I'm also going to talk about how to find the two most important people on your real estate team. There's a whole bunch of people you can find on your real estate team. I'm going to talk about how to find two of them. There's also a workbook that's included so you can take notes and reflect and come up with a plan of action for after you go through the guide. So I'll link it below in the show notes as well, $20. And I think it'll help you a whole lot. All right. So in summary, we talked about the top 10 states, the 10 cheapest states to invest in, my thoughts on it, my thoughts on the current market. And we also talked about my new guide as well. So I look forward to seeing what you all think about this. I look forward to hearing from you all soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Hi everyone, Sam here from Black Real Estate Dialogue. Make sure to hit that notification bell and that subscribe button and to visit us at blackrealestatedialogue.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.